There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
From studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our Common Sense Show. Sure glad you're joining us. A number of new listeners join us at this particular hour on stations all over America. By the way, we're going to do an update second half of this program on the terrible tragedy in Lafayette, Louisiana, the killer that took three lives, wounded seven others. We're going to have an expert on talking about that situation, what we can do in the future about it. I was there an hour after the shooting on site in Lafayette, Louisiana. I'll tell you a little bit about it, so that'll be at the second part of our program today, starting at the bottom of the hour. There's so much controversy in this country today where there's a call for religious liberty. Religion has never been more prominently in the news worldwide with the extremists that are taking place overseas in the Middle East talking about a religion. Obamacare, gay rights, abortion, all religious concerns calling for religious liberty. You go back to the Constitution and the separation of church and state, that a doctrine that was almost sacrosanct from one of the major forces in the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson. How would Jefferson respond in terms of the involvement of the church in government? What were his beliefs? There's an interesting new book out called Doubting Thomas, The Religious Life and Legacy of Thomas Jefferson. Mark Belisle is with me right now. He's one of the authors of this fascinating book. Mark, glad you joined us. Dr. Mark Belisle, glad you joined us here today. Hey, Mark, you there?
I'm here, but I'm not Mark. I'm Peter Loschak.
Oh, I'm sorry, Peter. I thought we had Mark on the phone. Okay.
No, that's okay. I can comment on that. I find separation of church and state a very interesting topic, but I'm not an expert in it.
Peter, okay, excuse me. Peter, we got you, the man. I guess we had Mark coming on a little later time. Peter, you're our guy. We got that's going to tell us all the odds on everything: presidential election, nuclear power, football, basketball. You got it all right in your hand, don't you?
Absolutely. Anything that has odds, the Oscars, the American Idol, anything.
Well, we're glad to have you. Listen, I have Dr. Belisle's on our show later on. Unless you want to talk about Thomas Jefferson, we'll let you go ahead and give us the odds on Jefferson's legacy as being the greatest president. You probably got odds on that there, Peter. If you don't know, Peter runs a sports bet operation, or has a sports bet magazine that puts into perspective so many of the odds on what's going on in so many different sporting events and a cross section of things. Peter's been on our show before, and Sports Book Review is his publication. Peter, what's your website? If people want to go on your website and read about Sports Book Review, where do they go?
Well, they can go to the main website is sportsbookreview.com, and then we also have sbrpicks.com and sbrodds.com and a bunch of sister websites. The main one is sportsbookreview.com. You can link to everything from there, and we have we review online sports books. We have a live odds product, and we give a ton of analysis and tools for sports betting. Of course, we have a big forum where everyone trades their ideas all over the place on that forum.
What is the biggest single focus that you have? What are most Americans zeroed in on terms of their interest in betting? Is it college football, professional basketball? Obviously, been a lot of interest in soccer, but that more is that's more international football, if you will, that really dominate the world sports betting. But as far as what yours says, people come to you and what you focus on, what's the biggest single interest?
Well, recreationally, there's no doubt that it's NFL. You know, there's a lot of people who bet on NFL and nothing else. But then there's also a lot of people who bet on other sports regularly. There's some people who bet on baseball day in and day out. And, of course, I would say second to NFL is March Madness. But that gets a lot of unique attention, you know, from people who aren't involved with sports betting, following sports year round. But aside from NFL and March Madness, college football is absolutely huge and very dedicated. You know, the people who care about college football are religiously into it, you know, fanatically into it, and follow all the nuances very, very closely.
And while you say that, a little-known trivia for you. Here, you ready for it? You know all these teams. A little-known trivia for you. Dean Smith, the winningest coach in college basketball history, University of North Carolina. You certainly followed his career over the years, didn't you, Peter?
Sure. I'm much more about odds and betting than I am about just sort of general fandom. But sure, I'm aware of
it. Well, here's a little-known trivia sports book. His first college recruit, the first person he ever recruited to come to the University of North Carolina. If any of my listeners know that, I'll give him $100 to bet with Peter. And you're not going to know it, because the first guy he ever brought to North Carolina, ever recruited, was a guy named Jim Brown. You're listening to him on the air right here, right now, on Jim Brown's Common Sense. You didn't know that, did you?
There you go. No, I certainly didn't.
Yeah, but in any event, I wanted to talk about March Madness. You hit it just right. It's just amazing to me, if you're looking at football, if someone's going to bet on NFL football, they pretty much know their team. They know some of the key players. They if they've got a hometown favorite or a regional favorite, and they really follow that person. But in March Madness, as you said, it's a completely different mechanic. It's a whole different genre of people that may know nothing about basketball, didn't follow it, and don't even know the team they end up betting on, but just kind of go for it in the office pool or something like that. That's kind of strange in terms of the different comparisons, isn't it, Peter?
Yeah, I mean, that's very recreational, as you said. Like, a lot of times people, they'll bet based on absolutely nothing. And, there's a bunch of levels of recreational betting. There's some people who bet hoping to eventually win, but sort of know that they're not at that level yet. And then there's other people who bet super recreationally on, you know, college football or NFL or March Madness, where they don't even necessarily expect to win. You know, they're like, I'm gonna bet on Notre Dame every game and hope that I make money, and if I don't, that's fine, you know.
Yeah, it's a different focus, interesting focus in terms of how people get caught up. Well, look, we are here very close to the kickoff of spring training for both. Spring training, both the preseason. We're here just a matter of a couple of weeks from preseason games in the NFL right now. Let me give you this, I guess, just general thought. It seems like the favorites. You had a three or four real dominating favorites in the past. You kind of assumed we're going to get into the AFL, the NFL championships, the Final Four or Five. Seems like there's much more balance in professional football with the salary caps and free agency. And am I reading that right or not? Which makes it a little tougher on a sports bettor to kind of pick the teams, because there's more parity in professional football. You think that's true or not?
I would say that definitely that is true for the big majority of the teams, but you absolutely on the periphery can have runaway teams. I mean, remember there was a time when a few years ago when the Patriots were just winning every game by a mile. They were a huge favorite every game, and they were covering those games. Saw the same thing very recently with Seattle. So I would say that in general you're absolutely right, and that the upper tier teams are closer to the middle than they used to be, but the absolute top elite teams in the NFL are still tend to be on their own level, and that usually lasts for a season at most, sometimes less than a season. But when that does happen, when you do identify that can actually be a great betting opportunity, because a lot of times those teams, as we saw with Seattle, as we saw with New England, will
Peter, hold that thought. We're going to take a little break right now. With Peter Loschank. He is runs a company called Sportsbook Review. Great looking at all the odds. Go to sportsbookreview.com. See what your favorite team is doing, what the odds are of them winning college football or pro football. We'll come back and talk to Peter a little bit more. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
we're into the summer. It's close to football season, professional college. Everybody wants to know who the favorites are, who's going to win the national championship or the NFL or the world championship for pro football. And we want to get into some of that a little bit, give you our thoughts. I'm a big football fan. Peter Lawshack is joining me right now. Peter runs an operation called Sportsbook Review. It's sportsbookreview.com that gives you the odds and tells you how you can really get a little better feel of the whole betting world in terms of athletics in particular. Peter, let's talk about college football. That's right here front and center. Lots of interest with your favorite team all over the country. Been some shifting there in terms of the favorites. Used to be the Southeast Conference down where I live, dominated college football completely. Alabama, LSU, my home school. And now it looks like the Big Ten's come in. There's more parity in college football now than there was in the past. Do you agree?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And in fact, very recently it was sort of chic to say that the Pac-12 was the strongest conference in college football. And yeah, I would agree that, you know, right now probably I would have to say that the SEC is still, it's very, very close though. The Pac-12, the Big Ten, and even the Big 12. The Big 12 is looking very, very strong this year for sure.
Well, if I want to put $5 down on my team that I think's got the best chance of winning the national championship, what are the odds right now? Tell us what you're finding in terms of, say, the top five or six teams in college football this year.
Okay, let me see. Let me just pull up my screen here. Well, the favorite, of course, is Ohio State. And, you know, because they're actually the favorite by a mile, they're still getting underdog odds. So you get 7-2 odds on Ohio State. You have to, you know, bet $2, and if they win, you win 7. So those are pretty good odds. The second choice is Alabama, all the way down at 9-1. And then those are the only two teams with odds lower than 10-1. Then there's TCU at about 11-1. Then Auburn at 15-1. USC at 17-1. Florida State at 18-1. And then a bunch of teams in the 20s and 30s, a bunch of marquee teams in the 20s and 30s. It's all about Ohio State this year.
That's interesting, yeah, because they were so dominating last year, and they got a heck of a coach who has put together a darn good program up that way, even though they've had some questionable players, in my opinion. Their quarterback, what was the kid's name that their quarterback last year came off the bench and started and did so well, but made the comment, "I'm not here to get an education, I'm here to play football." What was the kid's name, the quarterback? You remember his name?
Cardale Jones, which one was it here? Hold on, let me get
Yeah, Cardale Jones. Jones, that's you. I'm here to play football. Well, you know, go on to the pros.
He switched to wide receiver now recently, actually. He announced he's going to be playing wide receiver this year. Yeah.
Well, I understand in big time college football. This is a massive business. We know no better location than Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to show that, to where it's not about education. It's all about sports, and it's a driving focus for the reputation of the school and actually income coming into the school. So it is a business, and I don't like that. I did pretty good when I was in college, and I just had an athletic scholarship, and I was there to also get my degree, not in 6 years or not in 10 years, but in 4 years. But that's world's a world gone by. They don't do that anymore. You recruit and you spend those big bucks on the coach. And I would imagine Urban Meyer's up at Ohio State. I don't know. What do you think that guy makes up there? Must make $5 or $6 million a year, wouldn't you think?
Who knows? I don't know and don't care, but it's millions of dollars. All I care about
Alabama
is how much is he going to try to make Ohio State cover the huge spreads. That's all I care about.
No doubt. whatever the spread is. So, jumping to the NFL now, in terms of what your screen says, if I was trying to pick the world championship team this year, the Patriots got it last year. You said the Patriots odds were high up there, not as much now. What are the odds you're saying right now, and who's going to win it all?
Okay, let me didn't have that one pulled up. Let me refresh the screen. Okay, let me see. To win the Super Bowl, yeah, it is. It's dead even almost between Seattle and Green Bay. Right now, Seattle is about 9-2, and Green Bay is about 11-2, and then the Colts are about 9.5-1. And I'm thinking that the Colts might be the best value out of those two. You know, the Seahawks are awesome, but there, you know, there are some signs that that they might have a little bit of a down year this year relative to what they've had in the past. And you know, the Packers, if you know, if Aaron Rodgers goes down, that's it. So the Colts are looking very strong, 9.5-1, but officially the favorite as of right now is Seattle at about 9-2.
Well, here's the question all my listeners have. How on earth can somebody, you know, 6 or 8 months in advance lay those odds out there? Is it a numbers game? Do they have 75 or 100 factors they put into a computer and the computer spits this out? How do you come up with those numbers? How do you come up with those odds? So what can you tell us?
That's actually a very good question. And the answer is that these odds, the futures odds preseason, are actually very soft. Like the when I say soft, meaning like they're not very certain about them. The individual spreads on every game each week are very, very sharp. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're very, very accurate. But these preseason futures odds, yeah, they're soft. The sharp guys, meaning the professional gamblers, do come in and bet them and make money on them, and the sports books know that that's going to happen. So, they do their best based on power rankings, based on predictive factors that they know are somewhat predictive from last year's results and from roster changes. But your general question, which is that it seems like it's very difficult to make those forecasts so far in advance, is absolutely true. They know that's the case. And these lines are very soft. They're not very accurate. They're roughly accurate overall, but on any specific team in any specific year, they're not expecting to nail these in the way that they nail that they expect to nail individual lines on each game week in and week out during the season.
Who are the biggest sports bet groups in America? Is it offshore betting? Is it some casino out in Las Vegas or up in Atlantic City? Who are the really big guys that take these kinds of bets?
Who take them or who make them?
Well, who take them? Who are not the bettors, but the bettee, if you will, or the company that actually receives the bets?
Right. Well, it's all over the place. I mean, there are huge companies in Asia and the UK that take bets from all over the world, and a lot of the big bettors, even the ones who originally came from the United States, you know, sometimes move to the UK or New Zealand or Australia or places like that. There's huge websites like Pinnacle and some offshore websites that specifically cater to the big action, and so those guys take it. And then of course Vegas does take a ton of action. They take professional action at times, and of course in the big events like March Madness or the Super Bowl, they take a ton of action themselves. So it's a combination of Vegas for U.S. sports and offshore sites. And then of course the biggest amount by far in the world is bet on soccer, and that's bet on just all over the place, a ton of websites basically all over the world.
No doubt about it. So
it's an enormous market. Asia's a huge market. Yeah.
Peter, gotta go. You can check out Peter's projections, sportsbookreview.com. That's on my website at jimbrownusa.com. If you don't get it, again, it's very simply sportsbookreview.com. Hey, Peter, as always, good to talk to you. Once the season gets going, we'll holler back. We'll try it again, okay?
Absolutely, anytime. Thank you very much.
All right, take care. And same guy, get your projections ready, folks. We're going to take a break right now and come back and talk some more about that terrible shooting in Lafayette, Louisiana. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat. But you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
I want to talk a little bit more about the shooting, the mass shooting that took place over in Lafayette, Louisiana. Very personally close to me. It's very close to my area. I know a lot of folks over there. I was there 1 hour after the shooting at the location at the Grand Theater in Lafayette, Louisiana, this past Thursday evening. And such a tragedy that took place, took the lives of three individuals, seven others seriously injured. What do we do about this kind of thing? I mean, you've got two different kinds of shooting. You've got the terrorist activities where extremists are trying to get attention, if you will. You saw that happening, quite frankly, with the terrible tragedy in the Chattanooga military operation where those soldiers were killed up that way. But this is kind of a deranged individual, Lafayette, that walks in, buys a ticket, comes in from Alabama, has no particular grudge there in Lafayette, doesn't know anybody in Lafayette, apparently, walks into the theater, jumps up in the middle of it and starts shooting. What do you do about that? Do we shut down America? How do we approach something like that? Catherine Schmidt-Torres is my guest. She's a law enforcement and security expert. You can find all about Catherine on my website at jimbrownusa.com. And I've got Catherine on the phone kind of to talk about some of the things along these lines. Catherine, glad you joined us here on the Common Sense Show today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Catherine, what are we going to do in this country? I think there were six shootings that were not terrorist related, but were looked at as kind of a mass murder who sought out people and randomly shot them. Six in 2006. We've had 17 so far this year. So it's a growing problem. And you've got a situation in a movie theater in a small community where there's never been any problem, very little crime, and all of a sudden you have something like this happen. As a security expert, what advice do you give local communities? I guess the problem is if you beef up the theater and put a security guard out there and you put metal detectors, well, then does the killer go to the drugstore, to a restaurant, or to the Walmart, or something along that line? I mean, how do you get a handle on dealing with something like this?
I agree that putting the metal detectors at every door is not the answer. The inconveniences are just overwhelming for the businesses and for the customers as well. I'm a firm believer that taking away people's CHL rights is not an answer either, and I'll tell you why. When I was full-time in law enforcement, it was just about to pass here in Texas that people would be able to carry their weapons concealed if they had a license, and I was just infuriated. I didn't want anyone carrying a gun, and my dad at the time was only 80. Now he's almost 90, and he told me, he said, why would you not want me, a level-headed, good, hard-working citizen, not being able to protect myself? He says, I live in a nice neighborhood on this side of the street. He said, but we were told by the police that apartment complex over there is a high-crime area. He says, I go walking 2 miles a day, and what if I get, you know, encountered by at least two guys and they want to, you know, rob me or something? He said, I can't protect myself at 80 years old. He said, I can try with one, but he said, it might be a losing battle, so I carry my pea shooter in my pocket, so I feel like at least I can get one shot off, take one of them down, and if the next one wants, you know, they can choose which one's going to go next. And it made perfect sense. So I'm a strong advocate that people who are licensed gun owners should be able to have the privilege. However, they need to be smart about how they store their weapons. When you have a house and your home gets burglarized, and here's all these weapons sitting out there that the burglars can steal, then they become the bad guy's weapons. So I think it's smart that if you have stuff at home, that you have a safe where you can keep the stuff, where burglars can't steal your weapons, and then they become the other side's weapons to use against good people.
I understand that, and I understand. Yeah, I understand your concern about, you know, safety. And I'm a big believer with. I got three daughters. Every one of them took a gun course from me. I gave them each pistols and said, we got permitted so that when you're driving in a car 500 miles back to your home or something like that, and your car breaks down on the road at 2 o'clock in the morning, you have some way to respond. I guess my concern is let's go back to the shooting in a movie theater. We had this situation in Aurora that took place out in Colorado, so the aftermath of that. Do you want to encourage the guy gets up to shoot, if everybody in the theater pulls out their gun and starts shooting, instead of three dead, do you have 15 dead? I mean, I don't know the answer to that.
That's part of a CHL class. You're not just randomly shooting. You don't take a shot unless you have a responsible avenue to get a clear shot in. I mean, I don't think you're going to have 15 people dead because everybody pulls their weapons out. They're not going to, in any way, I don't think, attempt to shoot a good person. They're going to try and make sure that they shoot their target, and I don't think that they'll shoot unless they do get a good shot on that target. But if he's
well, that's fine,
right,
Catherine.
You're going to take a shot.
I don't want to argue with you, but I guess, you know, you can say the very same thing about driving, that you know, a good driver, I'm a very responsible driver, never have an accident, that's fine, but I can tell you what, driving because of irresponsibility, of texting, everybody's taking a driving course in every state in the country, including my state of Louisiana, but it doesn't stop a massive amount of distractions and accidents and deaths, and so, you know, you can't just rely on, okay, the burden's on you to be a safe shooter. I mean, the fact remains that we're not safe drivers, and we're not, and although some are responsible, many are not safe shooters. Many don't take those courses. So, you're saying don't put up metal detectors in movie theaters across this country.
Yeah.
Don't put up extra security.
No, I'm definitely saying that. But, I mean, in Texas, you can't carry a weapon unless you have taken the course. And I think every state should mandate that responsibility to everyone who's going to be a gun carrier.
But well, that'd be in Texas, though.
We're dealing with primarily some people who are mental health offenders. Now, as far as the people who are government haters and they're endeared to ISIS or someone, those are different cans of worms. But I do have, I think, a really healthy answer for dealing with the mental health offenders. And that is, when I worked full-time law enforcement, I went the extra mile and got my mental health license. It's a mental health officer, police officer license. And that gave me a 24/7 contact with MHMR here in Tarrant County. So when I dealt with anyone who was creeping over the edge or in a really dark place, or I just felt that they weren't safe and how could I get them some help, I had a phone number to someone who I would have a call back within just a couple of minutes from an MHMR licensed person that could help me through the situation to give these people some help. So my idea is that every county at least has one, minimum of one mental health officer that is a 24/7 response to the surrounding counties. It would be, of course, much better if you have one every shift so that person's not worked just in all crazy times. But at least one, so that person in turn has the 24/7 number to the MHMR or whatever you call the local mental health resource there in the county. And when an officer or a communications officer takes a call that there's something going on in the family and maybe it hasn't gone to the point where they're worried that they're going to be a danger right that minute, but they see that there's some darkness really coming their direction.
And hey, Catherine, I hate to cut you off. Yeah, we just got to go. We're going to get cut off the air here. So, look, Catherine Schmidt-Torres, glad to have you on the show. Her website, which is StilettoSpyInvestigations.com, is on my website at JimBrownUSA.com. Catherine, we'll have you back again. Enjoy the conversation. Have a good weekend.
All right.
Be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Talking about that terrible mass shooting that took place in Lafayette, Louisiana. That's right near where I live, where we're broadcasting from, 45 minutes from where we're broadcasting from right here today in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Our last guest on the show, we had Catherine Schmidt-Torres. She's a law enforcement expert and security expert, and she had some good advice, but, you know, she said, well, you got to be in touch with your mental health office and keep an eye on a lot of these folks in your local area. Well, that's fine, but the shooter in Lafayette, Louisiana, was from Alabama. No one knew anything about him. He checked into a local motel, hung around for a couple of days, had some disguises with him. This is weird. This guy apparently calculatingly decided he was going to do this, and I don't know why he picked Lafayette. You know, if you know that area, I know that area well. The movie theater is not right off the interstate. As you drive the interstates in this country, often you'll see an exit where you can see a big movie theater. They're all over the country. And so it's the interesting question they're trying to delve into is, why did he profile this movie theater that was probably 2 miles or 3 miles away from the interstate? How did he even find the movie theater along that line? Did he know about it? He was of a small town of Alabama. No sign he'd ever been over to Louisiana. And I'm just giving you these this story because it applies to every one of your communities, whether you live up in Fairbanks, Alaska, you live over in Southern California, you live up on the East Coast. It still applies to you in every single region. And so just nobody knows, but did the guy just randomly get off the interstate and pull into the local motel and then decide he wanted to do a shooting, ask someone where the local theater is? That's what it seems like, quite frankly. And so when Ms. Smith-Torres says, well, you got to deal with your local mental health person, this guy had mental health problems, and he had been profiled, there had been lawsuits, but this is all over in Alabama. So you've got to have a nationwide database if you're going to effectively be able to monitor something like what this guy does. And, you know, let's say the FBI or the federal government would put together this nationwide database, but see, it's so often very difficult financially, or they don't think about it, for small town law enforcement officers to put characters like this into the database. If they're not into the database, how are you going to profile them? And let's say the guy was in the database. Nobody knew him in Lafayette anyway. It wasn't like he was a local character going around making threats and someone said, look, you better watch out for old Joe over there. He's making some crazy threats. Who knows what he may do? Let's keep an eye on him. It wasn't that kind of circumstance at all, you see. And so it was someone random, not from the state, nobody knew him, came into a local motel, ends up in the theater, and gets into the theater with one pistol. Then that raises the question of how do you protect against that, you see, because the pistol, it's not like, you know how they search all the bags? I go to a football game or I go to any number of events, and if you got a shoulder bag, or I often carry a shoulder bag for something to eat, and I'm an old guy, I got three or four different pair of glasses. I like to have the different glasses to change from sunglass prescription to reading prescription to regular prescription. And so my bag is kind of looked through, but at the airports they do that too. But you wouldn't know that. See, the guy didn't carry a bag into the theater. All he had was a pistol, one pistol, and it was jammed into his belt or his holster, from what I'm told. So you wouldn't notice him. Let's assume there's a police officer hired at the theater who was there to protect you. Well, he wouldn't really know unless he patted down every single person going in that theater. So then you couldn't do one police officer couldn't do it. You got these large theaters where they've got 17, 18, 20 screens and several hundred people to a screen. So that's, you know, 1,000 people could be going in that theater. You're going to have 15 police officers patting everybody down, or go through a metal detector that would detect that gun. And it may come to that, quite frankly, as you go into the theater. I hope it doesn't. I don't want that to happen. But if I've got a business and I want to be given the ultimate protection, because you see the aftermath of what's going to happen, we found that true in Aurora, Colorado. That crazy kid comes in military gear and starts shooting. Well, there are 20 different lawsuits that have been filed against the theater. Cinemark is the theater chain that owned the Aurora Theater. I happen to know the guy that is president of Cinemark. Started off as a small-town Texas theater operator, now one of the largest in the country. Met him on several occasions. And so he's being sued, or his company's being sued, 20 different lawsuits there by families who said, look, you should have had security. Well, let's assume they had a police officer there. That wouldn't have caught this guy, you see. It would have taken a metal detector and several people, one to operate it, one to keep an eye on the doorway for other people didn't slip through. And then you got the exits. You go out on the side exits after the movie's over. You got to have those areas contained, because if there's two people coming, one could come in, pass the background check, go open the door for somebody else to walk in some side entrance. And so then you're going to have a bunch of cameras out there and someone monitoring the cameras. You can see what the cost is. It's going to be prohibitive. The movie theater ticket is going to go from $7.50 or $8. Maybe you pay $10 in some of your bigger cities. Well, you'd have to double that. And then does that pretty much shut down the movie industry in terms of going to the theater? And A lot of you say, well, we watch them at home. But do we want to be so constricted in our lives? And I don't have a solution. I can tell you that mass shootings are picking up. In the U.S. in 2006, we had six what you call mass shootings, where one or two gunmen unloaded, primarily one gunman, on a series of people, killing several people. So far, in the first 6 months of this year, 2015, we've got 16. It's gone from six in one whole year to 16. And so you see it's a growing problem, and we're going to have to sit down and have a national debate as to what to do about it. And like I say, wherever you happen to live, you have these concerns. The smallest community we have in this country, usually they've got a local movie theater. And I love going to the movies. And I like the old great theater. I was up in St. Louis for my class reunion. I can't think of the name of it. Grand old theater they've restored. When I was in high school, what you used to do is you wear a coat and tie, and you take your date to the movies, and you dress up to do so, and there was one huge theater. Might see 1,000 people. They'd show one big movie that would come out. Of course, a different world today where you've got 17, 18, 20 screens, 200 people sitting in a screen, everybody in shorts and flip-flops. It's not quite the way it was when I went to the movies back in the 50s and the 60s. So it's a different world in terms of which I grew up in and what you have going on today. But you still have to make the decision. That, you know, I don't want metal detectors or extensive security checks. And I like, you know, I get up and I'll take kids or grandkids to the movies over the years. Sometimes I'll get up and walk around, look in this screen, look in that screen in these multiplex movies. Are you going to do that without fear of raising suspicion from employees? And employees should be suspicious of anyone who's kind of out of the full flow. I can understand that. So movie theaters after this, these two of Aurora and now Lafayette, are certainly going to beef up security. You're going to see security cameras. That's going to be a cost of doing business. I would imagine you'll see a police officer there in most instances in most theaters, and you'll see an updated security along those lines. Terrible tragedy, but something that we're just going to have to live with. It was such a Lafayette, by the way, had several thousand people in the Lafayette City Park all coming out in memorial service. They're going to bury the two ladies I know are going to be buried, two ladies that were killed, two young women that were killed, very well known in Lafayette, going to be buried in their hometowns coming up on this Monday, and there will be a huge outpouring of support for them. And then the state police continue to investigate. I talked to Colonel Mike Edmondson several times this week, head of the Louisiana State Police. I was over there 1 hour after it was over. As a journalist, I certainly was interested, and I wanted to cover it. And then I had some very close friends that had an interest in that theater over there. So I was there about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours after the shooting. The whole area had been surrounded as a crime scene with yellow tape around about a block out that way. And one of the concerns was they shut that down for a long time because there were backpacks left in the theater. Apparently, they ended up being some of the moviegoers, but there was some thought maybe there was a bomb in the backpack. So do you kind of be a little bit more careful? And it went on for a long, long period of time. Great tragedy and something that's going to be part of a debate as to how we secure this nation and still live some freedom. A tough, tough choices. Hey, I'm out of time. Sure glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show this week. I'll be back right here with you. Same time, same station. Tune in next week. We'll make some more common sense out of the news. Have some fun. Go to my website, jimbrownusa.com. Talk to you next week.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.